Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Do you have arthritis and joint-related pains? If so, stay tuned and learn how turmeric and boswellia may be able to help you. Welcome to today's podcast. We're going to discuss how two common herbal supplements known as turmeric and boswellia may be able to provide benefit and relief for those who suffer from arthritis. Arthritis is a condition that has affected humans since the beginning of time. Symptoms usually start as early as 40 for those who are afflicted and progress as we age. Unfortunately, there's very little we can do regarding arthritis in general. Before the advent of modern pharmaceutical drugs, those who were afflicted with arthritis didn't always have to suffer endlessly from the pain. Instead, they would utilize nature's herbs as medicine to help reduce pain. For centuries, people have turned to the spices turmeric and the herb boswellia, two herbal supplements which can help ease joint pain. And this is according to a 2018 study. First, let's discuss the history of arthritis. Arthritis comes from the Greek word arthron, which means joint, and the Latin word itis, which means inflammation. Arthritis literally translates to inflammation of the joint. In general, there are two main types of arthritis. First, there's osteoarthritis, which affects 95% of the population, which accounts for 95% of all the arthritis cases, and this is due mostly to age. And there's also rheumatoid arthritis, which is about 5% of arthritis cases, and it's due primarily to an autoimmune condition. Today, we're going to focus primarily on natural treatment for osteoarthritis, the most common type. Symptoms of arthritis include joint pain, joint swelling, joint stiffness, usually worse in the first 30 minutes of the morning. Sometimes there can be a joint deformity due to chronic swelling, and in severe cases, even loss of joint function. Generally, most doctors recommend a class of drugs called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs. These medications you're probably quite familiar with. These include ibuprofen, which goes by the brand names Motrin and Advil, naproxen, which goes by the brands of Aleve and Naprosyn. There's also diclofenac, indomethacin, and even Celebrex. These medications definitely do a great job and they're very helpful in the short term. However, when taken for long periods of time, these medications increase one's risk for kidney disease and even increase risk for heart attacks. Now, I personally do prescribe them to patients when it is appropriate. However, these other risks need to be taken into consideration. Another medication that's frequently used is acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, and outside of the United States, it's frequently referred to as paracetamol. However, again, when this medication is taken for long periods of time, it can put extra stress on the liver and lower what are known as glutathione levels in the blood. Glutathione is a potent antioxidant. Again, for someone who's taking acetaminophen for prolonged periods of time, they may want to consider adding a supplement to their daily regimen known as N-acetylcysteine, or NAC. There's also steroid medications and narcotic medicines, which are frequently used. However, again, these also have many side effects, although at times they are appropriate. Fortunately, there are natural treatments, okay? And as we discussed in the intro, the natural supplements that I like to use include turmeric and boswellia. These were evaluated in a 2018 study that included 201 people, all with arthritis, from age 40 to 70, okay, and all had arthritis in their knees. During the study, the participants took either the turmeric plus boswellia, or an identical sugar-looking pill, also known as a placebo pill. Okay, and what the results showed were quite extraordinary. Initially, the researchers measured the arthritis sufferer's physical function, their morning stiffness, and the patient's overall feelings regarding the severity of their disease. At the end of the 3-month study, researchers found that turmeric was significantly helpful in reducing arthritis-related pain. Okay. Further, the researchers also found that when the subjects took a combination of turmeric and boswellia, the combination was even more effective in reducing overall knee arthritis pain. So it led them to conclude that the combination of turmeric and boswellia was provided a synergistic effect, and the combination was more efficient than the individual supplements by themselves. Okay, so to refresh, turmeric also is known as an herb. It's where we, the active ingredient is called curcumin, which is where we get the word curry. It's common in Indian food. Turmeric is also known as Indian saffron. It's a rooted plant of the ginger family. Okay, and again, often consumed for its anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and other health properties. Curcumin is the main ingredient in the turmeric, and it's believed that this is the specific ingredient that provides many of the plant's health benefits. People have been using turmeric as a spice to enhance their food for over at least 4,000 years, and it has also played an important role in both Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine. Boswellia, on the other hand, is also an Ayurvedic herbal supplement, which, as discussed, helps reduce arthritis-related pain. Many people are familiar with the essential oil that's extracted from boswellia. It's known as frankincense. And as you may recall, frankincense was one of the three gifts that was given to the baby Jesus by the wise men, as the biblical story goes. So the question becomes, how much medication should you be taking? Okay, according to the study, turmeric should be taken at a dose of about 500 milligrams up to 3 times a day for a total daily dose of 1,500 milligrams per day. Boswellia is taken at a dose of about 150 milligrams, taken up to 3 times a day for a total dose of 450 milligrams. Here's a disclaimer here. If you are taking blood thinner medication, turmeric may have a slight tendency to thin out the blood, so it's important to consult with your doctor before taking the turmeric, and before, just in case you're at any increased risk for bleeding. So I hope this information has been helpful. And again, if you have any other suggestions or recommendations or questions or topics you would like for me to cover, please go ahead and log into the anchor.fm website, and you can send me a message directly through the website or through the app. Thank you, and have a great day.